transmitter off for a minute, and then while you're still transmitting, you know, or not fake transmitting, turn the peak stop limiter all the way on to the maximum counterclockwise setting, which is maximum peak stop limiting, and you know, talk for another 30 seconds, and then end the recording. That's all I need.
Okay, first the bunch talking, Dabo and his friends, and then talking with them, and then secondarily, after Dabo talks with his friends, I will key up, and I will have the peak stop limiter turned to minimum activation. It won't be smoothing the tops, and then for the last 30 seconds, I will turn it on to smooth the tops. Okay, yeah, you can take care of her, and I'll have enough time to just export it the way I think you want. Okay.
Okay, bye.
I think. Bye-bye. I might need you back. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye.
Hello?
It's still me. I'm hanging up. Bye.
Okay.
You got four by five up here at 20 meters.
4x5.
Yeah, he rotates the tower.
I talked to him a few times. He's a really nice guy, and if you get on with him, he'll have a full QSO. He just, you know, he doesn't just hit and run, but, man, what a station.
Hey, Ron. Ron. Oh, man.
Ron.
Ron. Talking to Missy.
Well, an antenna system that big, you really don't need to rotate the tower or the antennas. Just wait for the natural rotation of the Earth.
There you go. Now, you know our old friend Alan, WDATKF, lives down in Iowa now.
He's got over in Iowa.
His new system. He's got a 200-footer he just put up.
Over in Iowa.
Yeah, he's in Iowa.
Now, what's his call?
WDAPKF.
You sure it is an F spot PK?
He used to be my neighbor. He lived next block over.
And he felt the need to get away from you?
Well, you know, that's not the first time that's happened. Probably won't be the last.
Wouldn't you, Roger?
I wouldn't even move into the neighborhood in the first place.
Well, and if you did move in and then...
Okay, this is N2IRJ simulating a transmission on 3967.5 kilocycles. I'm not sure if the guy's name was Roger. Actually, he interjected his voice right before the 2-minute spot on this recording, and then sporadically thereafter, say the last 15 seconds before the 3-minute point, and he was the strongest signal. He was a 15 over, whereas the other people on frequency were about an S9. So in either case, I'll tell you this, that I only got an audacity reading of about 0.5 on them. And I guess you'll be seeing the same when you compress it. And I normally run them hotter. I normally, when like Vic would talk or anything, you know, I would get them up to like a 0.9. I would really try to make it close to on the top of Audacity. And yet, you would tell me that I'm still 6 dB weak in terms of Nicecast. So we will ultimately have to do this in Nicecast, I think, to do it justice. But anyway, this was phase one, where I'm talking without any peak limiting on my voice. So now, here goes peak limiting. I've now turned it fully counterclockwise, the rightmost knob on my entire control, and it has made a change for the better. It's not perfect, but it's there. It's in place. Only on the highest frequency sibilance, and only for short durations in time, do I get that overshoot problem. I would say about 70% of it is eliminated. I'm only seeing one yellow light now, whereas before I would see not only two yellow lights, two warnings right before the red, but I'd see the red and sometimes, in the beginning when you had me turn it up so darn high to 15 over, I was seeing solid red. So anyway, I've now given you some talk time, even with the peak stop limiter set to maximum. And I'm seeing on Audacity that there are some overshoots in theory, but they're those trivial ones that weren't really contributing to any audio anyway. I don't think anyone will ever hear them, and I think in the interests of keeping the audio levels correct everywhere else in the chain, I shouldn't screw that up just to try to make this look pretty. Not to mention it'll make them even more quiet. And instead of being 6 dB down in Nicecast, I'll probably be 9 dB down. We might want to revisit that adjustment in Nicecast. I had in and out, and I adjusted the one and ended up making it sound terrible. It was distorted. It was overmodulated. I might have selected the wrong one. If we chose one of the other knobs, and I can't remember which one we moved, input or output, maybe we could get the gain up to where it should be, but we won't get into the distortion. And I know you hate that idea in a way, but it would be nice to see at least if I could do it. What we, of course, would need to do would be comparative audio checks of the same intelligence to verify that no degradation had occurred along with the added software being implemented. Yeah, everything I'm seeing here on overshoot is not really a true overshoot at all. When you had me put it up to a positive 15 on the output, yeah, I saw plenty of real overshoots, which were indeed real. They're big, fat, heavy lines coming out of really big, big, fat blue lines. You know you were really guilty. But here, it's that superficial crap. It grows out of the center, and it's not at all affiliated with a blue peak base root. You know, so I think I've explained that enough. I'll leave the controls alone as to where they are for your information, which might be beyond what you want to know. The 166 is giving me on channel 2 an absolute maximum of 12. Yes, I'm just double checking. 12 dB of reduction. And what else do I want to say? Well, we never talked about this before, but I will mention it too, that I'm getting the full light show on channel 2 and channel 1, namely green, yellow, and red. That is below, then the midpoint shift to above, and above is red. So everything looks like it's operating just perfectly. And of course, on my voice peaks, I'm getting the above light coming on now on the peak stop limiter. So it sounds like, theoretically, I am set to where I should be. When I smacked my lips right there, that gave me a momentary overshoot of red on Audacity and on the Lucid both. So that seems to be what it can't deal with. High frequency intermittence. With that, I will unkey and let you hear just a very short ending of that informational net or something from the Midwest on 3,967.5 kilocycles, and then I'll shut off the recording. And I know I've given you more than you wanted, but you can't say I don't give you enough material. And it won't be too long to download. It's one-third the size of what it would have been had we not started over. Hope your wife is having a nice spousal abusal fight with you. Bye-bye to you and Erica. Bye.
Absolutely. No big deal.
I always get worried when Roger says he wants to throw something on my machine.
What is that?
What in the wide, wide world?
What in the wild, wild world of sports is going on here?
Yeah, exactly. What is wrong with these people? Can't they hear us?
That was just like total rude.
Rude, crude, and totally unacceptable.
And then